Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The rescues continue in Thailand, and Joey Cho is our ABC News correspondent there, joins us now live with the very latest. Joey, I understand that one more of the boys on that soccer team who was trapped in the cave has been rescued overnight. What's the latest?
Yes, good morning, John. It looks promising. We just heard that the fifth boy arrived at the hospital, and rescue work is still ongoing at the moment. I don't know if you've heard, but on Sunday, they rescued four boys, and we heard from the officials today at a press conference that they are healthy, they're doing well. They woke up in the morning asking for food. They haven't been able to meet their parents yet because the medical doctors are trying to keep them separate from their parents due to some, they're undergoing some series of tests. So no hugging or touching with their parents, but they're doing well and they're healthy.
Well, that is a miracle that has happened. Now, I'm looking at our news ticker coming in here in our newsroom, and CNN is saying that the sixth and seventh boys are now out. Are you hearing that on the ground there?
No, not yet. We will not confirm until we hear confirmation from the officials.
Okay.
But we did hear that there would be at least four coming out today. So that may very well be it. I'm here at the press center in my very close to the cave area, and we just saw some helicopters flying over us. So that could have been those six and the seventh boy.
We're talking to Joey Cho, our ABC News correspondent, live in Thailand this morning. Why are officials staggering the rescues like this with such a delay between the individual boys that come out? Is that a practical issue, or is there some strategy to this?
It's logistical. We heard from the governor of this region yesterday that after they rescue the four boys that's in one group, they need to replenish oxygen. They need to spray oxygen in the cave because they were running out of oxygen in there. So for that to happen, they need at least 20 hours to recoup and reassess so that the next batch of divers could go in and pick them up. So it's not like they could bring all of them at once. They just need to do it in different groups and break them apart.
Tell me about the weather in Thailand. I had been reading this weekend that there was an anticipation of very, very heavy rains in the next 72 hours. Is that still the forecast? And if there are heavy rains, what would that do to the cave?
Actually, John, we did have a weather forecast for heavy rain, but all day today it did not rain. We're very lucky here because if there was heavy rain, it could have really blocked any rescue efforts. But for now, earlier today, the governor, which is also the head of operations here, said that the rain that fell yesterday did not affect the water levels as much because they put in enough electricity and power so that they are pumping out more than the rain going seeping into the cave. So it's all right for now.
Well, thank goodness for that. Real quick before you go, Joey, what is the atmosphere there in the country? I assume if America is paying close attention to this, that everyone in Thailand is holding on and praying that these boys get out safely.
Absolutely. This is just a miracle. And also the Thai people, all the Thai people that I meet here, they're thanking everyone. They're thanking the international rescue workers, the divers, the media who are here showing support and covering this story. The Thai people here, I think, are very grateful.
Well, we're so thankful. That was Joey Cho live from Thailand, our ABC News correspondent, and thankful to get the news that Five of the boys are confirmed out, and CNN is reporting right now that the sixth and seventh boys have been rescued from that cave. So we'll continue to monitor today as rescue efforts continue and as they race against the clock to try to get the rest of the team and the coach out there in Thailand. We are prepared to go to Thailand, where our ABC News correspondent should be standing by in just a couple of minutes. The latest information that we've got is that eight of the 12 boys, the soccer team, that was trapped in that cave in northern Thailand, that eight of them have now been evacuated from the cave safely, thank goodness. And that still leaves a significant group that has to get out. But with the concern about rains arriving in that country and the potential for even more flooding in that deep, dark cave, officials in Thailand, in northern Thailand, were racing against the clock to try to get these kids out. And it has been, by every account, a pretty harrowing experience for a lot of these boys that they've had to give them a crash course in scuba diving, put them in a full face mask so that they could breathe, and just hope that they could stay calm for a very, very long expedition through the flooded chambers of this cave to get them out. And, you know, when we talked about it on Friday, we were live, you know, outside of the studio on Friday, and I was so worried, gosh, what if they start this thing this weekend? And these kids, some of them as young as 11 years old, might wind up panicking and drowning. Apparently that has not happened. Thank goodness. Adrian Bankhart is our ABC News correspondent in Thailand, and Adrian joins us now live. Give me an update, Adrian, on what has taken place just in the last several hours.
Well, right now we have seen seven ambulances come through here in the past 24 hours. Four yesterday, three today. The last two just in a few minutes here. We were able to confirm five young men are now being treated inside the hospital. We have yet to confirm with hospital officials, hospital staff we've been in close contact with, whether those last two ambulances contain two of the boys trapped inside that cave. So we won't go a step and say we think that's the case, but we will say that there has been activity, and it certainly has looked like it has every single time where we know an ambulance departs to a helicopter from the cave, and then that helicopter flies about 15 minutes to a helipad nearby and gets the kids to another ambulance, which travels here to the hospital, passing right by us, and a whole host of journalists from all over the world, because as you know, this is a compelling story. A lot of people are watching. I mean, the globe is watching to see if these 13, the 12 boys on the soccer team and their coach get out safely.
It is a remarkable story, and everybody, there's not much you can do other than hope and pray that they'll be okay.
Yeah.
Have you gotten information about how the rescue operation has proceeded? You know, there was a lot of concern that the boys would panic underwater or that there wouldn't be the ability to change out the oxygen tanks on this long journey. How has this been executed?
We've had a team of reporters. I'm so grateful to be a part of a team of four reporters, one digital and three, basically whatever you want to call us. We do it all, radio, television, digital, but all of us on the team are so honored to be here and help tell the story for ABC News. And I'll tell you that they were surprised themselves yesterday at being able to receive four boys from that cave and transfer them safely to the hospital. They intentionally selected the weakest from among them and brought them out first. We know they started around 10 in the morning yesterday and were able to move very, very swiftly. In fact, between the first boy that was rescued out and the second was only a matter of 10 to 20 minutes, if my memory serves me correctly. And it's just been remarkable. They were able to get four boys out yesterday. Right now, we have confirmed one boy is out. And then, again, we've seen two more ambulances follow quickly here. So we know the divers have to have enough time between dives to rest and recuperate. But they have been able to work together in tandem, two divers with each child, navigating through that very challenging, I'll say, hall of turns and twists as these kids and their coach are pretty deep inside this cave, and some of those openings to get back out are very, very narrow. But it's been a success so far for the five that we are for sure inside the hospital right now being treated.
Well, we're very thankful for that news, and we'll keep our eyes open as the day unfolds. Adrian Bankert, our ABC News correspondent, live for us in Thailand this morning. Thanks so much for that reporting.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.